Thank you as well for the question. Now, we've operated for several years without being profitable because we were laying the foundation of a new kind of distribution for the company. You see, at the time we went public, we were a boutique manufacturer, making a small quantity of many things. And these were sold primarily to small stores rather than large chains. So despite some earlier market testing that showed that the products had substantial national potential, the operating model itself at the time that we went public was inefficient. Now, over the past several years, we have consolidated our offerings to the items that had the strongest unique selling propositions and focused instead on developing a working relationship with national level banners, which, by the way, is easier said than done. I think most of us would realize, and it is well known in industry, that the receptivity of the national level buyers toward spirited independent brands is not high. So practically speaking, through this consolidation, as our lead product was growing in top-line revenue, the growth in the dollar value of the other brands was not only not continuing, but actually declining, because they were being, in effect, retired for lack of efficiency. I'm referring to things like different kinds of aloe vera body wash and so forth, all of which are legitimate niche items in themselves, but were not part of the core business plan, which required massive increase in efficiency in order to achieve profitability that would become parabolic at the right point.